News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. Let's drive through the news. First stop. Dr. Kafil Khan wants the CBI to probe exactly what happened in Gorakhpur's BRD College Hospital in August 2017. More than 60 children died in that hospital 2 years ago due to shortage of oxygen. Dr. Khan was accused of medical negligence and corruption and suspended. Now, after 2 long years, he's been cleared of all charges.
It's a relief. I'm happy, and it's really good news for the whole family. For the past 2 years, we have been victimized by the whole Uttar Pradesh government machinery. There was a tag on me, murderer Dr. Kafil, infamous Dr. Kafil.
Imagine what this man went through for 2 years. He's already spent around 9 months in jail for something he's not guilty of. He's still suspended from his job. There's a court case going on in which he's battling the system. Dr. Khan is also pretty upset that he was given the report only now, when it was actually ready and submitted to the government in April. Not only does the report say that the doctor was not at fault, it also notes that he actively saved lives by arranging oxygen cylinders privately. Dr. Khan wants an apology from the government. Frankly, that's the least he deserves. In Kochi in Kerala, 4 plush waterfront high-rises are going to be demolished because they were built illegally against coastal regulation zone rules. The Supreme Court wants this done within 138 days, that's less than 5 months, and it's ordered the Kerala government to foot the bill. It's also told the state government to compensate the people who've bought these apartments, all 343 of them. The Kerala government says it will need about 100 crores to do that, but the court was firm and said, take the money from the builders if you have to. So where are these builders who put up these apartments in a protected zone? Well, the court has issued notices to the promoters and builders of Maradu Apartments, and they have a month's time to respond. Here's what divided the internet today. The option to be not seated next to a baby on a flight. Now, if that possibility is one of your travel nightmares, you'll love the booking option introduced by Japan Airlines. A small icon pops up on the seating chart when you're booking your ticket to show seats that have already been reserved by flyers traveling with children who are younger than 2. So you can choose to book seats away from them if you want. Another Japanese airline, the All Nippon Airways, also does the same thing. Now, after a Japan Airlines flyer tweeted his appreciation of this feature, well, the reaction was possibly even louder than an airsick baby. Some people suggested adult flyers simply use noise-cancelling headphones. After all, they're adults who can make decisions about their behaviour, unlike babies who can't. Other people pointed out that the chances of you choosing a baby-free seat and then ending up next to someone who would still drool, still fall asleep on your shoulder, or still be noisy when you're sleeping was pretty high, because adults do that too. Speaking of adults versus children, climate activist Greta Thunberg is leading a climate march in Montreal today. The city has made public transport free so that more people can join the march. There's a video going viral now about this imaginary helpline for all the angry old people criticizing Greta.
Hi, I'm a middle-aged man with an embarrassing problem. I get irrationally angry at a Swedish girl who wants to save the planet.
I can think of at least one angry old man who might be calling that helpline. Yes, the same one Hillary Clinton just called a corrupt human tornado in an interview to CBS.
Jane, it was like applying for a job and getting 66 million letters of recommendation and losing to a corrupt human tornado.
A political tornado in Mumbai this morning. At least right up until Sharad Pawar announced he wouldn't be going to the Enforcement Directorate office. So the background of this story is, Pawar tweeted last night confirming that he would be going to the ED office on Friday afternoon, despite the fact that the ED actually hadn't asked him to come. He was basically throwing down the gauntlet, saying, here I am, can you handle this, to the BJP, because Pawar, of course, has been saying from day one that the case against him is politically motivated, that it's part of the BJP's plan to intimidate their political rivals ahead of next month's elections. So this morning, this is what it sounded like outside the ED office. Scores of Pawar supporters turned up to support the NCP chief. The Mumbai police commissioner himself went to Sharad Pawar's house to ask him not to go to the ED office. And just about 20 minutes before he was supposed to show up at the ED office, Sharad Pawar came out and said, "Okay, I've changed my mind." But he'd already accomplished one thing. He's got plenty of publicity right before the Maharashtra elections. What Delhi needs to prepare for is some bad traffic tomorrow, at least some parts of it. Prime Minister Modi is returning from his US trip, and his supporters are planning a grand welcome all the way from the airport to his official residence. Does the Prime Minister really need to have a grand welcome when he's returning from an official trip? Does this mean he'll get one every time? And if he doesn't get one next time, would that mean the trip was a failure? But it's Friday night after all, and we all need a bit of magic. Tesla, the electric car makers, have brought out their version of Harry Potter's summoning charm. A new software update is being rolled out that means your Tesla car will now drive itself up to you, navigating through a crowding parking lot if necessary. The only catch is you have to be within sight of your car to use this smart summon feature. Tesla's also giving its users Karaoke, a software that will bring a library of music and lyrics to your car's central console. Now, if only I could afford a Tesla. Magic and music, perfect way to end this Friday night drive-thru. I'm Shayani Iyer. Join me again on Monday evening at 6:30 p.m.
News 18 Drive-Thru with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.